This program is sponsored by War Cry Ministries.
I know you're able for. You got all power in your hand.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm on your watch. I'm waiting.
God bless you in Radio Land. This is Evangelist Flora Barnett. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on today. I pray the message you are about to hear will be both edifying and a blessing to you. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this great opportunity to speak to the people of God. Open up our understanding that we'll better know how to please you. And Lord, we'll forever give you the glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
God bless you and welcome to War Cry Ministries. We so thank God for his goodness on today. We thank God for his many blessings. We thank God for where he has brought us from. Truly the Lord has been good to me. And he has been good to you as well. If you are in the land of the living, the Lord is good to you. And again, we say welcome to War Cry Ministries. On today, we're going to be reading from the book of Zechariah, chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. And it reads, "And he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And the Lord said unto Satan, The Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. Even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel of the Lord. And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, Take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, Behold, I have called thine iniquity to pass before thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. And I said, Let them set a mitre upon his head. So they set a fair mitre upon his head, and clothed him with garments, and the angel of the Lord stood by. And the angel of the Lord protested unto Joshua, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, If thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, and thou shalt also keep my courts, and I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. Thank God for the reading and the hearers of his word. Most of all, thank God for the doers. Not just hear, but also do. Thank you, Jesus. From Zechariah, the book of Zechariah, Zechariah had 8 dreams in one night. It was called the 8 night vision. The first vision he had was a man among the myrtle trees. The second vision was 4 horns and 4 smiths. The third vision was a man with a measuring line. The fourth vision was Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord is the one that we're going to concentrate on today. The fifth vision was the golden candlesticks and the 2 olive trees. The sixth vision was the flying roll. The seventh vision was the woman in the ephah. The eighth vision, the vision of the 4 chariots. And again, we just want to let you know that he had 4 visions. He was not asleep. He was more in a transic state. And the Lord was showing him things in these visions. The one thing that he showed him was Joshua, the high priest. Zechariah, we know, was a prophet. He was a minor prophet, but no less important than a major prophet. He frequently mentioned both the first and second coming of the Messiah. The angel of the Lord is none other than Jesus Christ himself. So we find in the first verse, and he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord and the Satan standing at his right hand. Y'all know anytime we go before God in prayer, the devil is going to go before trying to convince the Lord that we are not worthy. Whatever we petition him in prayer, Lord, take me higher. Lord, take me to a different level. The devil is right there criticizing and aggravating the situation. At least he think he is. In the book of Revelation, it tells us that the devil is the accuser of the brethren. Standing at the right hand, he's not a defense attorney, but he is standing in the prosecutor's box. Jesus comes to the defense of Joshua. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. Even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Now, I thought today is going to be a brand plucked out of the fire. Hallelujah. If you've been delivered and set free from sin, you are a brand that's been plucked out. You've been plucked out, and now you're going to get plucked on. But Jesus is there to defend Joshua, the high priest. Now, this is not the same Joshua that came out of Egypt. This is another Joshua. This Joshua is a type of Christ. I want to talk a little bit about being plucked. Plucked means to suddenly remove something or someone from dangerous or unpleasant situation. If you pluck something, you take hold of it fast and you remove it from its place. In the 40th Psalm, David said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and he heard me. And in there he said, and he picked me up, plucked me out of the miry clay. You see, God is coming to remove us from our sinful state. He sent his son Jesus to die so we would not have to live in sin anymore. Now, if you ever lived on a farm, I don't know if you ever seen a chicken, how they kill them on the farm. They either take a hatchet and decapitate them, or they take their neck and they wring it until, and then they let it go, and that chicken flops and it flops and flops, finally stops flopping. Well, when he stops flopping, he's not ready to go on the table. There's a lot more got to be done to that chicken. Well, first of all, they get this big thing of hot water. We had tubs. Put that hot water in there. Then you immerse that dead chicken in this hot water, and you remove all the feathers. They come out real easy when they go in the water. And then they take it and they gut it. When they do all of this, well, when they finish doing them feathers, they put them over some fire and they burn whatever little stubs left, and the stubs turn black. Then they gut him, and, you know. And then they take him and they dress him, and they put him either in the oven to bake him, or they put him in hot grease to fry him. After they finish frying or baking him, then he's ready to eat. You can serve it at that point. Y'all know what? Before the Lord can really use us the way he want to use us, we got to go through some fire. Now, when plucking occurs, if ladies pluck their eyebrows, there's some resistance going on there. You don't just pluck something and it don't feel it. When God plucks us out of sin, y'all know what? There's some resistance, because there's sometimes we want to hold on to something that God wants us to get rid of. We got to get rid of everything that's not like God, because we're a brand. A brand is something special. Y'all know Nike is a brand, Adidas is a brand, Coke is a brand, and we're a brand because we are like Christ. When God sent his son and caused, and God forgives us our sin, he causes our iniquities to pass from us. We have to put off that old man, put on the new man. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things, hallelujah, they become new. You are not the same person you used to be when God plucks you out of the fire. When he plucks us out of sin, the things we used to do, we don't do them no more. The sinful things, the places we used to go, we don't go there no more. All the filthy mouth, we don't curse anymore. We don't drink anymore. We don't smoke anymore. We don't lie. We don't cheat. All things are passed away. And behold, all things have become new. Praise be to God. He's the only one that can redeem us from sin. We are brands that's been plucked out of the fire. We are brands that the Lord has set aside. We are vessels of honor and not vessels of dishonor. Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. Now when Zechariah, as well as he knew Joshua, Joshua looked fine to him. He was the high priest. But now God is showing the prophet Zechariah that Joshua, when he stand before a holy God, he looked like he got on a filthy garment. He don't look right. Y'all, when we stand before God, we don't look right. But the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us, that's what God sees. He sees the blood. He don't see us. But really, when we stand before a holy God, it don't matter how you think you are, how holy you think you are, how saved you think you are, how righteous you think you are. You look but to have on a filthy garment except the Lord pluck you out. Hallelujah. So Joshua's standing here, and he answered and spake unto those that stood before him. He said, take away the filthy garment. You know, when we stand before God, God is going to clean us up. When we say we want to be saved, we asking God for a cleansing, y'all. We asking God to pluck me out of what I've been doing that's not like you and put me on some clean clothes. And he said, I will clothe him with a change of raiment. God don't take us out of sin and then let us go back to the same thing.
Beloved, that is our program for this week, 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. God loves you. I love you. If the Lord's will, we will see you next week.
And I'm on your watch. I'm waiting on you.
For more information about War Cry Ministry, visit our webpage at war-cry.net. Again, our webpage, war-cry.net. Text or call us at 602-466-8104. Again, our phone number is 602-466-8104. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 13354. Tempe, Arizona 85284. Again, our mailing address, P.O. Box 13354, Tempe, Arizona 85284. This program was sponsored by War Cry Ministries.